Nimtza, we see from here, Shekedushas Kol HaMishkan VeKelov, that the holiness of the Mishkan and everything in it, Shehakoil Hoya Al Yedei Hizgalus HaGavnin, all of that holiness came from the revelation of the heavenly light that was found in the Mishkan and the Kelim. Shehem Gedulas HaBoirei UKdushos HaYisborah. That light is the greatness of Hashem and the holiness of Hashem. Hakoil Hoya Al Yedei Shemen HaMishcha. And all of that happened through the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha is what turned on the light and the holiness. Shehu Bechinas Mordechai, which is Mordechai HaTzadik. Shehu Bechinas Besomim Rois Mordror, as the Gemara says. Shemimenu Nase Shemen HaMishcha. That was one of the main ingredients in the Shemen HaMishcha. Nimtza, so we can deduce from here, Shemordechai Kolul Mikedushas Kol HaGavnin Shebechol HaMadregos Kulam. That Mordechai HaTzadik is a combination and a composite of the holiness, of all the light, of all the different levels. Because again, the Mishkan had everything, top to bottom, beginning to end. Me'achar she'al yodoi ikar he'oras hagavnin she'bechol tziyuri ha'mishkan. Since through that Shemen HaMishcha, that's what generated the light of all the different shapes and all the different vessels that were in the Mishkan. Ki ha'mishkan ve'kelov hoyu klulim mikol ha'madregois she'bechol Yisrael she'klulim b'koyim ha'sodom she'klulim b'koyim ha'sodom. The Mishkan and its kelim were a composite of all the different levels of Klal Yisrael, who are composed of the full spectrum of the heavenly image of man. Koyma Sodom, as it's called in Sifrei Kabbalah, Kayadua, as is known, Shekol HaMadregos Bichlal Heim Koyma Sodom, that all the different levels of Kiddusha, we're talking about the spheroids here, the midos of Hashem, Heim Koyma Sodom, are all presented as the image of a human being. The head, the three parts of the brain, the right hand, the left hand, the trunk of the body, the right leg, the left leg, the bris, etc., etc., all in that image of Koyma Sodom, Kimavur Biksovim, as is explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the writings of the Arizal. V'hamishkon hoyo bebchinas Koyma Sodom. And the Mishkan was also in the image of this human structure, kaviyochol. Kemo shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, tziyura d'mashkano kitziyura d'odom. The format of the Mishkan was like the format of man, kaviyochol. Meaning, just like we speak about this term, odom ho'elyon, the heavenly person, you know, which is, symbolizes all the different midos of Hashem, the Mishkan was also laid out in that way. The Mishkan and all its kelim also represented the different spheros, the different midos of Hashem. V'alkein hoyo ha-mishkan kolol mikulam. Therefore, just like Odom Ho'elyon, that image of Odom Ho'elyon is a composite of all the midos of Hashem and all the lights of Hashem, all the different various lights of Hashem, so too the Mishkan was a composite of all the midos and all the different lights of Hashem. U'Mordechai shehu roish ha'psomim shel Shemen HaMishcha. And Mordechai, who was from the most important ingredient of the Shemen HaMishcha, Shemishom Iker Kedushas HaMishkan, which was the source of the holiness of the Mishkan, that's what made the Mishkan holy and everything. Hainu Iker Hizgalus HaGavnin Shebechol Protei HaMishkan, that's what brought out the heavenly light and the heavenly colors that were found in each one of the details of the Mishkan. Alkein hoyo kolul mikdushas hagavnin shebechol amadregois. That's why we're able to say that Mordechai HaTzadik was a composite of all the holiness of the light of all the different levels. Following, because we said that Mordechai, the Gemara says, where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah? We see him mentioned as the main ingredient of the Shemen HaMishcha. What was the Shemen HaMishcha? The Shemen HaMishcha was the thing which Hashem said, this is what's gonna place holiness on the Mishkan and everything in it. The Shemen HaMishcha is what's going to place holiness. What is holiness? Holiness is the light of Hashem. Holiness is Gedula Saboirei. And the Mishkan represented the full spectrum of holiness, the full spectrum of Gedulas Hashem, from A to Z. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that, that just like there is this image of Adam, which is representative of the full spectrum of Kedusha, all the different aspects of light, so too the Mishkan was similar. So that means that Mordechai HaTzadik was like the battery of the whole Mishkan and all its kelim, which means he's a composite of the full spectrum of light from A to Z. V'alkein nosan lo Hashem Yisborach koyach lahachnia ulahashpil es homan aroshi yomach shemoi. And that's why Hashem gave Mordechai HaTzadik the power to bring down homan aroshi yomach shemoi ulahatzil kol echod ve'echod mi Yisrael miyodoi mikotoin vad godol. And to save every single Jew, every single individual Jew, from top to bottom, from Homon Horosho. Ki kemoi shehomon mizgaber b'chol doer, keneged kol echod mi Yisrael, afilu keneged hakoton b'mayla, hu mizgaber kenegdoi. Because just as Homon Horosho fights every single Jew in every generation, from the biggest Jew to the littlest Jew, Haman doesn't leave anybody out. This klipa, this sidra achra called Haman, goes after every single Jew. And we mentioned in the previous year, a person would say, what are you talking about? The answer is, we just had this 60 years ago, 70 years ago. We had our version of Haman in Europe. We had a country called Germany. And there are books, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of pages written explaining how much brain power they put into searching to find every single Jew from top to bottom. They went after the Hasidic Rebbes. They made a project of chasing them and pursuing them, trying to make sure they wouldn't escape. And the ones that escaped had to use incredible siyata dishmai, incredible tricks and bribery to be able to escape. And so too, a Jew who had buried his Judaism as well as he possibly could, these guys researched it and they found out and they told him, no, you're still a Jew. You think you buried your Judaism. You think you're not. We're going to show you you're Jewish. And they went after top to bottom. That's this clip of Homon Amalek that doesn't leave anybody out, goes after trying to destroy every single Jew on every level. Afilu keneged hakoton b'mayil, even against the smallest one, the lowest, the one who has tried to do anything and everything he could to reject his Judaism. He married a shiksa, he eats only in treif restaurants, everything. We want him also. We're gonna burn him in Auschwitz also. Humizgaber kenegdoi bekoyach hasosois upituyim v'demyoinois umenios ubilbulim belishir. Rav Nosson Zal says the Sitra Achra, Homan Amalek, tries to oppose every single Jew with seduction, with dimyoinos, with obstacles, with bilbulim of every single shape and form. Hanim shochemi madregois hagovoyes mimenu harbe, which come from a spiritual level that's way above the person that they're trying to knock out. Let's say the Jew that they're trying to knock out is on level 16. The Sitra Achra draws energy from the 50s, from the hundreds, from those levels to try to do everything possible to knock out this Yid, to block him from getting close to Hashem, to the Torah, to Tzadikim. Kemoikein, Shoileach Hashem Yisborach Bechol Doer Tzadik Shehu Bechinas Mordechai, and therefore, similar to this, in each and every single generation, Hashem sends a tzaddik, who is the Mordechai of that generation, shekolul mikol hamadrego shebekidusha, who is a composite of all the levels from top to bottom of holiness, sheyesh loy koyach lohoyer, afilu bahapochoy shebepchusim, who has the ability to shine into even the lowest Jew. He'oro niflo v'atzuma ma'oid, an incredible, powerful, bright light, hanemsheches mimadregois govoyes mimenu harbe ma'oid, which also comes from a level that's way above the level that that Jew is on, v'aydezeh hu matziloi miklipas homon. And by doing that, the tzaddik rescues that Jew from the klipa of homon, Sheroitze lehizgaber kenegdoi, which is trying to oppose that Jew, bekoyach haklipois hagavoyes mimadregois, using forces of tuma that are way above the level that that person is on. Rav Nosson Zal showing us how exactly what Haman does, Lahavdil Mordechai does the same thing. Haman's using weapons and powers that are way above the person's level whom he's trying to knock out. Mordechai at Tzaddik also has that ability to draw on sources, on places that are way above the person's level, and bring that light down to the person in order to rescue him and save him from being harmed by Haman. V'zois ha'heoro shel Mordechai at Tzaddik onu zoichin b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana b'imei ha'purim ho'ele. And this great light of Mordechai at Tzaddik, we, the Jewish people, are zoche to it in each and every single generation on the days of Purim. K'may shekosov, as it says in the Megillah, v'hayomim ho'eile nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. These days are remembered and reenacted, celebrated in every single generation. Kizois ikar ha'melchomo sheyesh l'chol adam b'chol dor v'dor. Because this is the main battle that every single Jew has in each and every single generation. Shemelvad hayetzahore sheloi v'tavoisov horoim sheyesh l'miatzmoi, whereby besides the person's own personal yetzahara and his own personal evil desires and midos roes and everything, shetzorich milchome gedoilov is gabras godol amoid kenegdom, whereby it takes tremendous energy and a major battle to stand up against them, against my own personal yetzahara, my own personal desires and everything. If that's not bad enough, noisaf al ze oimdim neged kol echod bnei odom harbe, against each and every single Jew, the Yetzirah places a whole array of people, all kinds of people, many people, horoitzim lamonoi miderech hachaim, who want to try to block that person from getting to the path of life, from getting close to Hashem, to the Torah, to the tzaddik. V'yesh be'inyin zeh shinuyim harbe le'ein mispor. Rav Nosson Zal says there are infinite variations and forms of this. Ki lefomim habaldover mislabish atzmoy afilu be'ish kosher. Because at times the Yetzirah cloaks himself even in a religious person. We're not talking about a person just meeting bad goyim, drug dealers, and this on the street, and they're trying to ensnare him in their trap. Sometimes it could be a religious person that's trying to convince the person not to do a mitzvah or not to do something important that's going to bring him close to Hashem. Ulefomim, and at times, be'ezet tzaddik. Sometimes the Yetzirah is nislabesh even in a tzaddik. Shemachnis beliboy lachloik al derech hayosher sheroitze lichnisboy, whereby the Satan injects into the heart of that tzaddik to oppose a righteous path that a Jew wants to go on. A righteous Jew wants to learn certain sforim, he wants to daven in a certain shul, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, and Hashem will put it into the Yetzahara, will go into the heart of a tzaddik to try to get that tzaddik to oppose that person, to convince that person not to do it. Ki habaldovor mevalvel ho'ilom harbe b'chol dor, because the Yetzahara confuses the world a lot in every single generation. V'ikr hizgarusoi hu al haderech hayosher shehoiru lanu hatzadikim hashleimim hagdoilim b'mala b'yoser. And the main effort of the Satan, the main thing that the Satan tries to do everything he can to oppose is the righteous path, which the greatest tzaddikim are trying to teach the Jewish people. Shehem klula mikol hamadrega shebekedusha, whereby these tzaddikim are the ones who are a composite of all the different levels of kedusha put together. Vehu mislabish atzmoi bibnei odom daika, and the Eitzahara cloaks himself in people, in human beings, lachloik al tzaddikim gedoyim kela, to oppose these great tzaddikim, val hadrochim yeshorim unachayim shegilu boilam, and to oppose the righteous paths that these tzaddikim have revealed in the world, umahapecho emes, and the Eitzahara tries to reverse, to overturn the truth, umizgabra al yedeze al ha'odam akotan b'mayla, and by doing that, he opposes Jews who are little Jews who are not on a very high level, besvarois v'kushiois u'bilbulim, with all kinds of questions and confusion, hanimshochim imadregois hagovois mimenu, these questions are coming from a level that's above the level that person is on, shaydeze koshelamoid kenegdoi, and this is what makes it very difficult for the person to stand up to those questions, to stand up to that opposition. Im loy bekoyach hatzadik hagodol b'mayla shubchinas Mordechai, without the assistance, without the power of the great tzaddik Mordechai, who is b'chinas Mordechai, b'chinas besamim roish shekolul mikol hamadregos shebekedusha, this tzaddik who is a composite of all the different levels of holiness, Shemeir bonu he'oro niflo v'atzuma, who shines upon us an incredible, powerful, bright light. Mi madregois hagavoyois lemalo lemalo yoiser, from the highest levels of kedusha, shaydeze yeshlonu koyach, this is what gives us the ability, afilu lahakoton shebiktanim, even for the littlest, tiniest Jew, a Jew who's on the slowest level, Lamoid keneged hamoinim horabim, to stand up to all the many, many different forms of opposition. Ki kedushas hatzadikim b'chinas Mordechai oile lemalo al kol hamadregois ad tachlis hakedusha. Because the holiness of these tzadikim who are in the category of Mordechai atzadik, their holiness is way up, goes up, up, up to the highest levels of holiness. Sheshom mizbateles haklipo shebedame legamri, whereby on that level there is no medame, there is no klipa. The sitra achra can't get up there. Period. That's how high Mordechai Tzadik and Moshe Rabbein, these great tzaddikim, rise up to a place where there is no medame, there is no sitra achra. Kimavor Leel, Rav Nosson Zal explains now. We had explained earlier, Shebekol darga vedarga yeshom demyoinoi suklipoi selu, that on each and every single level, there is demyoinois, there is klipois, there is medame. Ukeshodom roitzel alois midarga ledarga, and when a Jew wants to climb up from level to level, azai mizgabra mechodosh haklipois shebemadrega kanam, then the klipois on this next floor that he's trying to go up to, they come out and say, hey man, you ain't getting up here, we're not going to let you get up here, and they start fighting him. But Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to tell you a secret. Avol yesh tzadikim gevoyim b'maylo kol kach, there are tzadikim who are on such a high level, ad shenichlelu b'tachlis hakedusha hu elyoina, whereby they plug into the highest levels of kedusha. What level? The keser. They plug into the top of the top. Kikvar shavru haklipoi shebechol darga v'darga. Because these tzaddikim have succeeded in winning the battle on every level. The malchus, yesoid, netzah, chesed. They've done battle on every floor, and on every floor they punched out the sitra achra. They knocked them out completely, and they took over that floor. They went up to the next floor, and keep going. Ad shekvar nichlalu betachlis tachlis hakedusha elyoina, to the point where these tzaddikim was zocheh to plug into the highest level of holiness, sheshom hu bitul kol haklipois legamri, whereby on that level the klipois are totally non-existent. They've been eliminated completely. just like the Zohar HaKadosh says many times, that in Keser, there is no right and left. There's only right. The concept of right and left begins by Chochmah and Bina. The minute a tzaddik goes above that, he's going to a place where there is no left. There is no left side. There is no Sitra Achra. There is no Medame. This is the holiness that Mordechai HaYehudi was zeichet to, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachmim, in the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, one of them is Verav Chesed. Kavyochel Hashem is called Verav Chesed. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Mordechai is Begimatria Rav Chesed. He is on that level. He is this Keser, this Atik. He was Zohar again. He was one of those to get to such a place where Haman can't get up there. Even Haman Amalek can't get up to that floor at all. V'zois ha'heora mizgale b'purim. And it's that light of Mordechai, of the Keser, that highest level light, that's what's revealed, that's what's shining on Purim. Now you'll understand again why the Gemara says a Jew is required to drink on Purim to the point where he can't differentiate between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Dahainu shemigoydel hasimcha yale lamadreya gavoya kol kach. This means that the Jew, through the great simcha of that day of Purim, will rise up to such a high level, at sheyoyer boy haoras Purim shuhoras Mordechai b'shirosh yelyon, to the point where the Jew will be able to receive the light of Mordechai, the light of that highest level, that light of the Keser, sheshum ein shum klipa, where over there is no bad, there's no such thing as bad over there. There is no klipa or ra of medame. If there's any medame there, it's only the good of the medame, no ra whatsoever. Therefore, when you're up there, there's no concept of cursed is Haman, blessed is Mordechai. There's no such thing as cursed, there's no such thing as Haman, there's no such thing as bad over there. Ki b'chol hamadregesh yesham klipa u'kedusha, shem b'chinas Haman u'Mordechai. Because on all the lower levels of kedusha, where there is klipa and there is kedusha, there's a Haman and a Mordechai in a sense. Shayach loymar or Haman shua klipa. There, it's reasonable, it's conceivable to say, cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. Cursed is Haman, who's the klipa. Blessed is Mordechai, who's the holiness. Avol b'shoyrish hakedusha hu elyona. But when we go up to the top floor, when we go up to the keser, to the source of all holiness, shom bitul hamedame v'haklipa legamri. There, the klipa and the medame disappear completely. They're totally non-existent. V'shom ein shayach klal oror hamanu borduch marachai. There's no concept of cursed is this and blessed is this. Machma sheshom kuloi koidesh, kuloi toiv. Over there, it's just wall-to-wall holiness, wall-to-wall goodness. Vezehu b'chinas teoras purim shehu heoras Mordechai. This is the light that shines on Purim. This is the light of Mordechai. Shehu oir godoil v'noira ma'oid, which is an incredible, awesome, great light. She'enoi meir b'shum yontif kiim b'purim, which does not shine on any Jewish holiday other than Purim. Kemavur b'kisvei ha'arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, hainu kanal, and as we just showed. Because this light of Purim, this light of Mordechai at Tzaddik, is koilel all the different levels of Kedusha till the top, sheshom bitul aklipa legamri, where over there, way on high, there is no klipa. The klipa disappears completely. Vezehu adaloyoda. This is what it means to get to a level where there's no Oror Mordechai Baruch Haman. You're at a level where there's only light, there's only goodness. Kisham kuloi toiv. Because there it's all good. There is only goodness. I remember my Rebbe Zal, Rav Rosenfels, once said over from one of the tzaddikim that the word Purim, Rav Nosenfels is saying here, Purim is koilel everything from A to Z. I'll show you how in the word Purim you have all the Jewish holidays. The Pei stands for Pesach. The Vav stands for the Sukkos. The Resh is Rosh Hashanah. The Yud is Yom Kippur. The Mem is Matan Torah, which is Shavuos. This is showing how Purim is koilel all the Madregos, everything from A to Z.